The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. Second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and I'm mostly awake in this hour. Last hour was a little rough. Sorry. So we asked the question, do these crabs feel pain, and, you know, how big is their brain and that type of thing? So we have the best researchers in the world, our buddy John B. Send me this article. Looks like it's from Time, January 2013. Not that that slowed us down from eating any crabs in this country, but do crabs feel pain? Maybe. And maybe we should rethink eating them. That's the title. We boil crabs and lobsters alive because it tastes better and also because we assume they can't feel pain. No, that's not why. That's not why we eat crabs. And having them feel pain has nothing to do with the fact that we can eat them without a guilty conscience, okay? But that's this guy's anyway. But a new study sheds doubt on that idea and should make us pause before we enjoy our next meaty meal. So, this is written by Brian Walsh, January 18, 2013, in a column called Ecocentric, E-C-O-C-E-N-T-R-I-C. And the subhead is All Things Green from Conservation to Capitol Hill. Okay. So anyway, long story short, some scientists took a bunch of crabs, not blue crabs, but what they call shore crabs. Who the hell knows what that is? But shore crabs, and published their results in the Journal of Experimental Biology. So here's what they did. They put 90 crabs individually placed in brightly lit area where they were given the option of scuttling to one of two dark shelters. So you're a crab, you're in a tank, it's well lit, but you got a dark place to hide, which is what they like to do, okay? One on the left and one on the right, okay? So when they all shone a light on all these crabs, they all went into one or the other dark places, okay? So when they were in that little dark place, bam, they hit them with a little electrical shock. Okay. Then they took them out of there and they put them in a well-lit tank, wide open, and they went back into a shelter again. Bam, they hit them with another electrical shock. Third time, it's a charm. You know, third time's a charm. The next time they put the crabs into the tank, turned the lights on, most of the crabs went to the opposite hidey hole where they hadn't been shocked twice before. That proves they don't feel pain. Just saying. I mean, science. It's got to be true. I read this on the internet, so you know it's true. 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. I grew tired of getting shocked in that little hole on the right after two times, so they moved to the hole on the left. And I bet they sat in there trembling and going, I wonder if that mean bite monster bite me in here too. So apparently they do feel pain according to this very scientific experiment. Still doesn't tell us if blue crabs feel pain. But they're surmising that since these shore crabs are typical crustaceans. Yeah. don't know, anybody tired of talking about this? I am. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Give us a call. By the way, Bayline X has donated a truck bed liner, spray and truck bed liner. Catonsville Line X has donated a soft folding truck cover. And we even go to Trick Trucks, who donated window tinting for, you know, your truck or SUV. So, anyway, a lot of things going on. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the benefit for the Maryland Hunting Coalition going on today at Martin's in Westminster. A number of our listeners will be there, and we appreciate them being there. Chuck's going to be there, and of course, Fran will be there and others, and we're going to have a great time. I said last hour, and I think we got this on our Facebook page. I have to check it. I think we're going to give a prize away like every 4 minutes or something like that. I've got a schedule. One of our directors, Laura, from out in Frederick, has put me on a schedule of keeping things rolling. We also added an hour this year, so, you know, that's good. That's good. Yeah, it's more like a party. So we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. I'm trying to think who else we can thank for making a donation. I think we thank most of everybody. I'll think of somebody else. But, you know, there's Lincoln, Eastern Shore. Oh, he wants to tell me what a shore crab is, because I don't know.
Shore crab is a blue crab that lives along the shore.
Well, why would it be differentiated from, in this article, why would it be differentiated from other crabs?
Okay, the only crab I've ever seen is a blue crab along the shores.
Well, yeah,
except for maybe a hermit crab or something, but.
I don't know.
I mean, that's how I could figure it out. I guess the thing in Alaska, king crab.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they live close to the shore and they like to hide in crevices in the rocks. I don't know if it's a West Coast thing or if it's a, you know, who the hell knows what it is, but, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No, but you like eating them, right? I mean, you like eating them.
I love them.
Let me ask you a question. Is the last thing you think about or don't you even think about it at all is, I wonder if when I steam these things, they're in there screaming.
I think the most painful part would be when you throw that old bay in their eyes. I don't know if you ever got no bay in your eyes, rubbed your eyes while you stretch, but it is very painful, man. I mean, you'd be running to the nearest water hose and eyes. And then you're like blind for the rest of the evening.
So they can't see the steam pod coming, huh?
Yeah, exactly. All right, man.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. We have a sharp audience, you know. They're very sharp. Yes, sir.
Shore crab.
Yeah.
Okay, I looked it up.
Yeah.
And a shore crab lives in the British Isles, and it is a crab that inhabits the seashore and shallow waters.
Cheerio. So, we have a bunch of Brits, huh, trying to tell us how to deal with our crabs over here and our lobster. Well, now we know where that came from. Yeah. Well, they also wanted to have us pay taxes on their tea. We fixed that in a hurry, didn't we? This is going to be fun. Here comes Rudy from also the Eastern Shore. He's going to be at our benefit today. I forgot to mention Rudy. Yeah. Exactly right. All right. Oh, okay. That sounds good. Hey, Rudy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Good. Looking forward to seeing you and Robin.
Yeah. We're gonna have a good time, and you're gonna be a part of it. So it's gonna be great.
Yeah. Last year we had the privilege of sitting with Fran and Chuck, and I'm hoping that's the case again. But if not, that's fine too.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Lots of fun people.
We'll see what happens. Robin's been kind of keeping track here on the. On the tables and that type of thing, so, you know, we'll see what happens. We will see what
I'm
happens.
Calling about silly things, dumb things we did in the field that
yes.
did not hurt us.
Yes, sir.
Growing up in northern New Jersey back in the 50s, I did not have any kind of a mentor with the outdoors. My dad was not an outdoors person. My mom neither. But I remember I used to buy a dozen night crawlers for like 30 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to make them last, I would cut them into chunks. And I would catch bluegills and bullheads or that sort of thing. And then I remember reading about how plastic worms were the bait of the future. So I pulled my money together, 50 cents for cutting lawns, and bought a couple of plastic worms. And in order to make them last, I cut them into chunks.
How'd that work out for you?
Not at all. I was not impressed. But you live and learn. Also, I bought my first lure, which was a daredevil.
Oh, yes.
Hung it below a bobber. That didn't work either.
Really? That didn't work?
As I say, we live and learn. Nothing harmful, but just kind of dumb.
I get it. Well, you know, the worst one, one of the worst ones, and I, you know, every now and then, you know, I can think of a couple right offhand. I was walking into a managed hunt in Howard County, in one of the county parks out there a couple of years ago. And the path was just mown beautifully, you know, walk right back to where the marker was to turn into your stand and that type of thing. What I didn't see was the limb that had fallen, small one, little 2-inch limb. Of course, a foot went under it, walking in with my shotgun and my tree stand on my back. You know, you pack in your tree stand, your climbing stand, and the climbing stand had on the foot place, it had a series of steps, you know, kind of like angle iron steps. I mean, you know, your where your feet sat on the bottom of the stand, it was like angle iron.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and when I fell, the tree stand slipped, and I distinctly felt bonk, bonk, bonk. When those steps went across the back of my head, it's like bonk, bonk, bonk. I'm like, oh, that didn't feel good at all.
I'm sure not.
So, but I picked myself up and shook myself off. I think I took a deer that day. I can't remember, but anyway, that was one. And then when the muzzleloader forearm came off, I just shot one of the nicest bucks I ever shot.
Wow.
And the forearm came off the muzzleloader, and he dropped like a ton of bricks. And, you know, turns out that the round was virtually ineffective. I mean, I shot him right inside the right shoulder. Whatever it hit, it spun that bullet, fragmented the bullet, and the bullet broke into pieces. And I actually found one of them, the bullet fragments, on the ground where the deer had laid.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and the rest of it had traveled, hit him somewhere in the brisket, hit him in the bone or something, and traveled along the hide on the outside and lodged in the hip. Okay, but it stoned him. I mean, he went down really quick and then jumped back up. And when I went to reload the muzzle loader, I didn't have it shut, and the forearm came off. And I couldn't put it on because I didn't have a screwdriver. I just yanked it right off of the gun. And the deer turned around and walked away. I did not recover that deer, but the deer was taken the next day. Beautiful 8-point. And, you know, when they skinned it out the following day or so, they found that what had happened to the bullet. And, you know, I mean, I didn't administer the fatal wound. Somebody else did. But, you know, I always felt bad about losing that buck, but I didn't. I you know, eventually wound up harvested, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
we've all lost deer in the past. It's an unfortunate thing, but it happens.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel terrible.
Yep, you do. But, you know, when you do something dumb or, you know, that's what I was saying. I do those things occasionally and talk about them here on the air because I don't want them to happen to anybody else. But if I happen to be the victim, I'm certainly going to. Certainly going to share that message and not hide it from anybody because that's part of what we do. So
very true. Very true.
All right, Robin just tuned in. She said she'll do her best to put you with Fran and Chuck. So
that's great because last year Fran sang a song that she wrote.
Yes, she's
cool.
Yeah, she's a very adept songwriter, and she sings on the air here occasionally.
Yeah. Hmm? Beautiful voice.
Very much so. Very much so. You know, and she used that voice to testify in favor of Sunday hunting, you know. So
gotta respect her, no question about that.
No, there's no question. We have utmost respect. So yeah. All right, Rudy, appreciate it, buddy.
I'll look forward to seeing you later today.
You got it. Oh, by the way, I'm guessing you're happy that the circle hook thing is being hopefully promulgated in emergency regulations.
Yes, I am. I hope it goes through and I think it should save a lot of fish.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Maybe you know, maybe you don't. Does this also apply to commercial fishing for rockfish?
Ooh, good question. I do not know.
Because those are the guys that bail them, you know?
Yep.
So, all right, buddy.
Didn't they have an 18-inch size limit when we had a 20?
Probably.
Okay.
All right, man. Talk to you later. See you this afternoon. Bye-bye. Or see you this morning. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I forgot about Rudy coming, you know, and gosh, we owe Rudy and his wife, they've invited us a couple times to attend the Chesapeake Environmental Center lecture series, and we missed one on coyotes because we were in Annapolis. I was testifying in Annapolis on Sunday hunting, and we didn't get out of there till close to, I don't know, 6:30, and, you know, the event had already started, and then why did we miss the last one? I can't remember. Oh, we missed the coyotes because of a meeting with our guys. And then the last one was on sharks. And that was the one I missed because we were testifying in Annapolis. So we got to catch back up with, Mr. and Mrs. Rudy and get it on the next one for sure. Since things have calmed down to a dull roar. Next Saturday, I'm speaking at the Mason-Dixon Outdoor Writers Association in, I think, Frederick, I believe. And I'm talking to those folks about, you know, broadcasting and publishing and the whole political thing. And I'm sure Robin will enjoy that. But we'll be having a good meal. At least it's in the middle of the afternoon. And that's a good thing. Used to belong to Mason-Dixon Outdoor Writers. And so we'll see where their group has gone in the last decade or so since I haven't been a member. You know, that was when you used to go to a meeting and you'd be there with people like Boyd Pfeiffer and Bill Burton and who was my buddy from the shore? Wrote all the Striper books. Gosh darn it. Keith Walters? I believe that was his name. Google Keith Walters. I think that was his name. And, you know, these are the guys that had the reputation as far as outdoor writers here in Maryland. I think Keith wrote for the Easton paper, Bill, of course, for the Evening Sun, and Boyd. Dr. Jim Guilford from Frederick wrote the Drummond Log for the Frederick paper and worked for DNR, excellent entomologist, fly fishing instructor. Boyd Pfeiffer has written God knows how many books. And I mean, these are the guys that were in the newspapers every day or every week or every other day or, you know, whatever, talking about the outdoors. And, you know, it got to the point where It just was overwhelming, and it wasn't that much fun anymore after some of those guys dropped out and, you know, got their health got bad and that type of thing. So, you know, I was privileged to know a lot of those guys and, you know, gone to Keith Walters' birthday party and Gary Diamond's there and, you know, go out on Chesapeake Bay with Bill Burton for the Fishing Challenge. And, you know, Bill and I were partners in the Maryland deer hunting guide for 14 years. And, you know, Lefty Cray, who just passed a couple of weeks ago, 93, I believe. You know, I knew Lefty. He'd come into Bass Pro Shop and we'd always have a good time. And I'm pretty sure he was on the radio here. And I know the last time I spoke to Lefty, you know, he used to eat at the Bob Evans there in Timonium. area. And, you know, he was there quite frequently, and I'd see him in there every now and then. And then the last time I actually interviewed him was at the Fishing Challenge a couple of years back. And, you know, I've got a picture. I think it's still on the website of me with a microphone interviewing Lefty Cray. It was pretty cool. So anyway, those are the guys that you grew up. Frank Burt Smoot. I don't know if you remember that name or not, but Frank was one of the founders in the Jungle Cock Society out there in Frederick. And when I was a kid, I met Joe Brooks, got his autograph at one point. And I think that's back with my ex-wife somewhere, but Joe Brooks, you know. So it's been a long road, and I loved every minute of it. And, you know, got to rub shoulders with the people that are the legends. So it's very nice. All right, let's see. I got to tell you about the Capital Outdoor Show. The Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds in Crownsville is hosting the first Capital Outdoor Sportsman event Saturday, April 21st, Sunday, April 22nd. It's a family-friendly event with everything for outdoor sportsmen and women. It runs from 10 to 6 both days, Saturday and Sunday. Adults, admission is $10 a day. Now you can get a 2-day wristband for $15, and kids under 12 are free with a paid adult. The entertainment includes Doc Dogs, a lumberjack show, and canine demonstration. There's an antique tractor pool on Saturday, and that's an additional admission to $5 to that antique tractor pool. And then there's an interactive children's area, RV and camping world that's being run by the two sponsors of the event, Leo's Vacation Center and the Maryland Association of Campgrounds. Demo areas for ATVs and demo area for archery. Like I said, the canine demonstrations, the lumberjack show, the Doc Dogs, it's all taking place at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds. For more information, aacountyfair.org, aacountyfair.org, or 410-923-3400, 923-3400 for the Anne Arundel County Fair. Now, let me tell you about Harford Security. Harford Security, our buddy Tom, is in Reisterstown, and he tells us this. He said, you know, when you talk about security, what we're really talking about is peace of mind. It's not about the equipment. It's not about the digital this, and it's not how you access that. You're talking about the overall intent, which is to protect your home, to protect your valuables from the bad guys that want our stuff, that want to break in, get our guns, our electronics, our jewelry, and our valuables. So when you're not home, you want somebody watching. You need protection. So that's what Harford Security provides. Full-featured wired and wireless alarm systems, video surveillance systems that you can view on your phone if you want to, door access controls, and of course there's more to security than just those few things, but we don't have time to talk about all of it. Harford Security serves both residential homes and commercial businesses. Here's the real deal. If you want your system monitored, they will do that for you. It's optional, it doesn't cost a lot of money, and there's no contract to monitor your security system by Harford Security. Harford Security also will offer you a free estimate for your peace of mind that we talked about. Just call 410-515-0761 or visit harfordsecurity.com. That's their website. Now, here's the phone number again, 410-515-0761. If you call them, you get a 15% discount on your purchase if you mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show. That's a pretty good deal, you know. So, 15% off if you mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Harford Security, serving Maryland for over 25 years. 410-515-0761. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville. Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner, and truck your accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, Clyde Sports Shop. Man, they had a great sale. They wound a lot of line, a lot of spools. People are ready to go fishing. And if you're ready to go fishing, Clyde's is ready for you. Everything you need for fishing. They've got a 24-hour fishing hotline, 24/7. And that's the first three numbers of the phone number, 247-FISH. 247-FISH. I mean, area code 410-247-FISH. How easy is that? Yeah. Anyway, if you need anything, live bait, frozen bait, hooks, sinkers, weights, bobbers, all the terminal tackle, any artificial bait for any kind of fishing. I mean, they got the power bait for trout. They got the jigs for the perch. They've got the grass shrimp, blood worms. If you need it and you're going to go fishing, Clyde's has it. Minnows, tons of minnows. 410-242-6108 is their number. I mean, just go in there. They're what am I doing? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. Look for Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. If you're going fishing, go to Clyde's first.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Trying to put him back to sleep, Chris? Huh? You know, I have a little snappier music in there? Chris in Westminster. Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
I'm well. You?
I'm doing great.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Just getting ready to go to our prayer breakfast, and I had you on, and you sparked an old memory when you were talking about Bill Burton. And I was sitting here remembering vividly, like a flashback, I'm 61, so,
right.
Probably when I was 10, 8. And I watched the news just to watch Bill Burton. And
oh, yeah.
I loved it at the end, and I could picture him there holding his pipe and pointing out, you know, the emblems of all the different kind of species.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it was, man, it just sparked a really good memory.
That's good.
Share that.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. You know, Bill was a multimedia kind of guy, and we had him on the radio once, I think, in his life, and, you know, we talked to him at different events, and, you know, I got to see him in his prime, and I got to see him, you know, at the end. And, you know, all he wanted to do was tell people where to go fishing, pretty much, you know.
So, yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Was, right. It's great.
And
he was a soft-spoken grandfather figure, and I think that's one of the things as a young boy, you know, you just I looked at him that way. Maybe,
right.
You know?
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to today.
Well, we'll see you there, buddy. And, you know, oh, folks, you got to see this thing. Chris from Westminster built a decoy shelf that we're putting on the live auction. And, it's built from, you can give us more of a history, but it's built from reclaimed lumber from a spring house that was built in 1810. Is that correct, Chris?
That's correct.
Yeah. There were German immigrants living on the farm at that point, and,
yes, that's true.
Working farm. And, you know, I got to go up to Chris's place and, see the workshop and, you know, have fun with the horses and, you know, but what a beautiful shelf. And it's, we've had it on Facebook a couple times and it'll be featured up there prominently. And, you know, we got a beautiful, trio of decoys from, Pat Hipple, three, scoter decoys, made out of cork bodies and beautifully carved heads. We got a common scoter, we got a surf scoter, and we got a white wing scoter. And I might be bidding on those myself, but, they're absolutely gorgeous and they're sitting on your shelf.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, we're not selling them with the shelf, but we got them set on there for display. So it's all beautiful. So.
Well, we can't wait.
Well, you come on up. You're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to meet a lot of nice people. And I think I said earlier in the hour that we have enough stuff to give a prize away every 4 minutes.
Wow. What
yeah.
a fun time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We need
more of these.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to try and make it as fun as possible. I mean, it's going to be a party. But, you know, it's our benefit. It's a once-a-year time that we're able to, you know, work with people from around the state. And I mean, we got people from Baltimore County, Carroll County, Harford County, Howard County, Cecil County. Yeah. We just talked about one yesterday. We got a fishing trip for four. It's a half day rock fish trip. Okay. You get to fish with one of our directors, Tom Slavin, who's been on the air from the Upper Bay Gun Club. And Tom is donating a carved rockfish.
Oh, wow.
To the winning bidder, you know, so you get to go, four guys get to go fishing for a half day, and then somebody winds up with this beautiful carved rockfish.
Boy, what a classy gift that is.
Sean Mann, listen to this, Sean Mann, also a director, is donating a goose hunt for four, and he's going to give each hunter a custom Sean Mann goose call engraved with Maryland Hunting Coalition and a lesson in the blind. Okay? And I'm going to cook breakfast and lunch.
Oh.
At the barn. What a deal, huh? I mean, you don't get packages like this anywhere. Anyway.
There sounds like a lot of really good classy gifts, you know.
Yeah. There's a dove hunt for two persons in Talbot County. And, you know, you go and you shoot your doves, and the donor said, if you don't get your limit, you can come back.
Ooh.
This is the kind of
That's
stuff
great.
We got, man. I mean, your shelf, Robin looked at me, we unloaded the shelf. She hadn't seen it. Okay. She looked at me yesterday and she said, why is this here? I said, what do you mean? She said, why didn't you ask him to build one for the house? I said, already did. Yeah, we're golden. We're good. So,
well, I have four left if anybody be interested.
Oh, well, we'll take care of that. All right, buddy. No. Well, you get to talk to people that might want to buy one, but you're not allowed to tell them who you are until we sell yours.
Gotcha. Will do. Hey, we're looking forward to it.
You're going to have a good time. No question.
To see your friends and you guys.
All right, buddy. Thank you. See you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry Robin won't be there. I'm sorry she's not feeling well.
Oh, she'll be at the benefit.
Oh, she will?
Oh,
good.
Yeah. She's just not here because she needed a rest.
Yeah.
So she's resting, but she's also texting me, and she just texted me she's feeling better today.
Good.
So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. She's been dealing with this all week. So
yeah, I bet.
You know, but
well,
no, she'll be there to greet everybody when they walk in the door, and you know, and when you get ready to check out, and you know, get ready to hand over the credit card for that, you know, $1,000 raffle item you buy, Mark. You might you'll see her again on the way out. Just saying.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, unless you've actually put on a huge affair like this.
Yeah.
It seems what you take it for granted. You walk in and everything's there. And
oh, yeah.
It's incredible. No one would imagine how many man hours go into making it happen. Just the setup alone, not just the advance room.
Well,
setup alone.
Yeah.
Requires an enormous team and days of preparation.
Exactly. Well, we went in there yesterday. I met Josh and Bill and Dave at the storage area, and my truck was full. So we had that much stuff at the house. My truck was absolutely jam-packed full.
And that is a full-size pickup.
Full-size pickup. Not just the bed, but the entire back. Okay, it was Robin and I. And stuff coming up between the seats and the whole deal, okay? And then nothing else but benefit stuff. So we met them at storage. We loaded up Josh with the supplies and stuff, and we loaded shelf I just talked about on Dave's pickup truck. And, I mean, you know, Josh and Dave worked their butt off at storage getting the stuff in their vehicles and stuff, and then Bill joined us at storage and caravaned up, and he had stuff in his truck, you know, and we just moved everything in and started setting up, and away we went. So,
wow.
You know, so we're looking forward to it. We're just going to, my attitude this year is not one of, I mean, I've been stressing for 3 months. Okay.
My bad.
You know, but my attitude today is, we know that nearly 300 people are going to show up. We're going to have fun, and we're going to give away a lot of stuff.
People will have a tremendous amount of fun, which brings me to my question.
Yes, sir.
You're going to undoubtedly have so much stuff, not just the silent auction, the live auction, but
yep,
all the stuff along the perimeter.
Yep.
How do we pay for it? Credit card, check, cash?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. We have the... We have the PayPal stuff. You can just, we've got the little accessory there that goes to the laptop or the tablet. And you just, you know, you can put your chip in. You can swipe your card. We got every type of way for your credit card. Check is fine if somebody wants to bring a check. Cash is good. I mean, you know, we're whatever. I prefer, the credit card because it's easy to, you know, easy to track, even though it costs us a little bit of money, you know, off the top. But
yeah.
But it's okay. No, any way you want. Any way you
good
want. And hopefully we'll have some cash once we get rolling. We'll have some cash for people who want to, you know, bid on stuff or pay for stuff with cash, like the games and stuff. If they want to come over and say, hey, you know, put $200 on my credit card or whatever, and you give them money for the, but, you know, we've done these marches, not marches, that's the wrong word, mentality. We've had our rallies in Annapolis, you know, we've had sponsors purchase hats and help us buy our hats for the last couple of years. So we have the 2015 hats, we have some 2017 hats, and we have some 2018 hats that we stuff with raffle tickets. Okay. And, you know, the hats are $20, but you get a minimum of $40 worth of raffle tickets. Sometimes you get $100 worth of raffle tickets. So, you know, the point is, let's get as many tickets in the buckets as we possibly can so people can have an opportunity to win stuff. I mean, stretch raffle. You know what that is? We have a strip tickets, and you stretch out one arm length for $10 or two arm lengths for $20, and you can win a muzzleloader or a gun or, you know, a trail camera or a Yeti or, you know, Rambler or, you know, something.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you like bourbon. But
bourbon doesn't always like me.
No, well, you know, that's all right. But we have what's called Buffalo Trace. One of our directors was able to get a hold of three big metal signs, the Buffalo Trace metal signs. So we're gonna have buckets up there for if you want a sign and a bottle of Buffalo Trace, you have three opportunities to do that.
Sounds great.
You know, so I mean, just all kinds of stuff. We got lacrosse tickets from Rick Schmidt. We've got suite tickets for Rutgers and for Ohio State, two separate games, on the 15th and the 22nd of April, four tickets for the suite at Maryland Stadium, if you like lacrosse.
Yeah.
So it's
just a real range of stuff, not just hunting.
Oh, it's all kinds of stuff, you know.
That's great.
Window tinting and truck bed liners and, you know, we've got a weekend donated by Delegate Wendell Beitzel. He's got a cabin out in Deep Creek. We got a weekend or, you know, two-night stay for that if you want to get away for a couple of days, weekdays or weekends. You know, it's a beautiful cabin out there. You know, just all kinds of stuff, man, all kinds of stuff. So enjoy
Can't
it.
Wait.
Yeah, buddy.
I already stopped eating yesterday.
Well, you know the food's good, right?
Oh, my God. You cannot leave hungry.
Indeed. Indeed. All right, brother. Thanks for
Great.
The call.
I'll see you later.
Yep. See you,
okay.
Mark. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Hey, he's been there the last two or three, so, you know, he knows what we do up there. And, hey, you know, it's no political speeches this year. And we added an extra hour to the end because there's so much stuff. So, you know, it's going to be cool. We put it out on Facebook that we have about a dozen seats left. I don't know if we still do, but, you know, if you're coming and you go to Facebook, you can message us or you can let us know somehow or another that you're coming. So, yeah, there's not that many walk-in tickets left. So, I'm tarred, but that's me. I want to talk about Bay Country Crabbing Supply. They're in Edgewater. They have everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and now bay fishing tackle, too. It's Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. By the way, they donated a 1,200-foot trot line. And right across the street is Trick Trucks. And Larry donated window tinting for two front windows for your SUV or pickup truck installed. So, cool stuff, you know. Anyway, Bay Country Crabbing Supply, 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater, stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, all of the above, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. A full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Mark your calendars. April 14th is the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, give them a call. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen. All you got to do is take your license and you'll get your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com.
WCBM, Baltimore.
After a dry start to the weekend, later on Easter, from Sunday night to the start of Monday morning, a mix of rain and snow will be possible as an area of low pressure moves along the front. Clear this morning, a sunny afternoon. The high today near 58. Clouds will increase overnight with a low of 45. And a cloudy and warmer Easter with a high of 61. Then that mix of rain and snow develops later Sunday night with a low in the mid-30s. That mix will taper off early Monday. Clouds will linger into the afternoon hours. It'll be colder with a high in the upper 40s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBA.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Linex. Yeah, good folks there at Linex. Hey, the First Capital Outdoor Sportsman event coming up Saturday, April 21st, Sunday, April 22nd, a family-friendly event with everything for outdoor sportsmen and women. They've got the Dock Dogs, they've got the Lumberjack Show, they've got the K-9 demonstrations, and their sponsors are Leo's Vacation Center and the Maryland Association of Campgrounds. There'll be nonprofit organizations there. There'll be all kinds of things to do. There'll be a camping world, an RV world with the two sponsors, the demo areas for ATVs and archery demonstrations, additional antique tractor pool on Saturday. That's $5 to get in. That sounds like a lot of fun. The children's area is interactive. All of this at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds in Crownsville, you know, where they have that Renaissance Festival thing. That's for sure. If you need more information, aacountyfair.org, aacountyfair.org, or 410-923-3400, 923-3400.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier,
fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went all to Congress and served a spell, fixing up a government and laws as well. He took over Washington, so I hear tale. It patched up a crack.
Go ahead. You got it?
Small shine in the news, that's fate. Rock Raven, crappies at the Rock Raven Bridge, minnows best fate, Cuddlesburg, yellow perch, gray shrimp and minnows best fate. This information will be updated when warned.
Yeah, that's kind of one of those things you got to go on and listen to it from the beginning. That's just an example of what we got from Clyde's Sports Shop, 24-hour fishing hotline. What am I doing? What are we doing? You want to kill Davy Crockett? I still hear Davy in my headphones. Am I on the air? Yeah, and Clyde's little thing got on the air, too. Oh, here we go. Okay, we're going
to
do the whole thing.
I'd like to make a call.
That's not the number. You want me to dial it? I got it. I know. We played it. I went to it. Hey, Chris, failed experiment. Let me just tell him about Clyde's Sports Shop. All right? Not your fault. I surprised Chris and said, let's just call Clyde's and get the fishing hotline number on there. And then it's 247-FISH. Clyde's Sports Shop. Everything you need for fishing. Everything you need for crabbing. Live bait, frozen bait, fishing line, rods and reels, rod and reel repair, licenses, all the baits, all the tackle for any kind of fish. You got it at Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. The regular phone number, 242-6108. Fishing hotline, 410-247-3474. Now we go to Daddy Cool, Middle River. Good morning, Daddy Cool.
Hey, how you doing, Ellis?
I'm well. How you doing?
All right. Hey, check this out. I'd like to know about the mud cart.
What about
it? What do they benefit?
Say what?
What do they do to benefit the bay and all?
I'm not sure they actually do anything to benefit the bay. Now, there are some that eat invasive grasses, but those are carp that are brought in and put in ponds and things like that. But the carp, the mud carp, as you call them, is European carp, and they were brought in. And as far as beneficial, I don't know, but they don't hurt anything.
Yeah, because I was years back, I was talking to the Russians at a CP Crane power plant.
You were?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So there is collusion.
And they said that they were taking and marinating them, making patties out of them, marinating them with vodka.
Okay.
And I don't know what the heck they were doing, but they were filling up trash cans left and right.
Oh, yeah. Them. Yeah, I mean, there is a commercial market for carp. There are recreational anglers that fish for them up on the up on the Susquehanna and take hundreds of pounds of carp out of there in their vans and their trucks and their coolers, and they go right to New York and they sell them to the people that make gefilte fish.
Oh yeah, I like that. That's that goldfish, isn't it? Like when they cook it.
I don't know what you mean by goldfish.
It's a Jewish fish.
Yeah, it's a little fish cake, a little fish patty that's ground up fish. It's got carp and whitefish and pike in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Hey, Ellis, can I say something about the American flag?
Sure.
Okay, because I was a soldier anyway. I don't know if you were.
Thank you for your service. No, I wasn't. My dad served in Peleliu in World War II.
Yeah. Well, I like to encourage people to fly their flag at this time because our president's going over to talk to Rocket Man. Mm-hmm. And to show that our country's strong and our flag is strong, one nation under God. I appreciate the people flying their flags soon. And because the communists, they hate us and they hate our flag.
Sure they do.
So I think it's... At this time, people ought to fly their flag in their yards and that.
Got it.
And that's Trucker Daddy Cool.
All right, Trucker Daddy Cool. You have a wonderful Easter.
You too.
All right.
Well, it was a nice pleasure to talk to you and listen to you.
I appreciate that, even when I'm not making any sense. So you have a wonderful day, Daddy Cool.
Okay, you too.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Somebody wanted to know the location and the directions to the event, and it's noon to 5 today. At Martin's in Westminster, put it in your GPS. It's 505 Germer, J-E-R-M-O-R Lane in Westminster. If you're going up 140, you can get to the main light there at the Popeyes. I can never remember what that route is. I think that's 97. You turn left and you make the immediate right into the parking lot. It's the first little shopping center on the left-hand side. You go behind that shopping center. And that's Martin's Westminster. You can Google Martin's Westminster. You can put 505 J-E-R-M-O-R in your GPS and it'll get you right there. Again, not much room, but we'd love to see you, if you can make it out. My name's Alan Ellis and there's the music for the end of the day, the end of the hour. Thank God we got things to do. We gotta drive to Severna Park. Go to the news, look up. Oh, those are nice. We got,